Okay, we're picking up with the last line of Samech Hei Amar Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by the Nishmas Shulam Espes Yaakov, the Neshama Shinev Elias. So the Gemara is continuing on the Lashon of the Mishnah, which had Onso Usveko for the case of the Zav. So then it would depend in a case where he was already Chezkas Tuma, then he's going to remain Tameh. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rava Lo Tema Safik Chaza Safik Lo Chaza. So don't tell us that the case that we're discussing is whether or not the Zav saw his Re'iyah or not. So if that was a suffix that a Zav who had already seen twice and now was seeing a third one, and then you're not sure if he did, and similar, he would be chai of another 7 days of Shiva Nakiyam if he, let's say, on day four saw this. Elavade Chaza, rather, it's a case where he definitely saw a Ziva. He had a flow and he saw some Zav thing come out. Suffik Machmas Shechvat Zera, but the suffik was it just because of the Shechvat Zera mixed with this discharge, or Suffik Machmas Ria, or was it an independent flow of just Ziva? That's the Shiloh here. So the Mishnah is telling us that once he had been a confirmed Zav on the basis of seeing it twice, so then if you have a suffik about this, then we make him count again for Shiva Nikiyim, and also he'd be Chayav a Korban. However, that case is talking about where you found Zav mixed with the Zera. So if you had like a stain, let's say, of that's what we shouldn't point out, like a stain of both Zera and Ziva on his clothes, he's not sure whether the Ziva came or it was just the Zera, it was a mixture. So that teaches us that you're going to generally, what's the halacha generally? If you have Zera mixed in with Ziva, you only lose 1 day of the Shiva Nakirim and you could keep counting. Whereas if it's Ziva itself, then you lose out on the entire Shiva Nakiyam. So that question, according to Rava, is going to be the one that we're machmir on. And we'd assume that you have to count an entire Shiva Nakiyam. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. And that would be ready when you had it twice. If you had it once, then you would only lose 1 day. You could be Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. And then you could continue on your way and you'd be fine. So that's what the Mishnah is telling you, that's Rava's case. So, Savi Machmas Re'iya, Kevach Niskakli Tuma, once you've already seen it twice, Feiko Tame, you now need a 7 new Nikim. That was Rava's understanding. Shechvat Zara Tmeyan, if he has Zara, then it's going to be Tame. Lamai, what does this Mishnah tell us that Zara is going to be Tame? Ile Milamaga, telling me that it's talking about Maga. So the Gemara says that's obvious. Mi Garmi Shechvat Zara de Torah. What do you mean? Even a normal guy who's not a Zav, if he has a mission of Zara coming out of his body, so then he also he has a seminal mission, then he's going to be Tame. That's any person. Zera is one of the things that is an Avatuma, very first mission in Kalim. First mission in Mishnah Taharos talks about that point, that these are Avatumas, they make a person a Rishon. So obviously the person is going to be Tame. So says the Gemara, Elazaro shel Zav mitabe mimasa. Rather, the Mishnah is teaching us a bigger Kiddush, that the Zera of the Zav is going to be Tumas Matzah, even if it's not actually touched. That when it comes to general halacha of zera, the person's seed coming out, so that's only going to be through direct touching. However, the Mishnah's Bechadesh said that when it comes to a person who's confirmed zav, then his zera has some zav in it, and therefore even through what normally is only regarded as tumas masa is going to apply to the shechvat zera of the zav as well. That's what the Gemara is saying right now. So then the Gemara has a kasha, though, man shamad le'adam ar shechvat zera shozav metave masa. But which shita says that the shechvat zera v'zav is going to be matame through masa? Ilei mahaitana, who is it? You're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yeshua. Ditzanya or Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer says shechvat zera v'zav ain't a matame masa. Rabbi Yeshua mer matame masa. Rabbi Yeshua in this brisa says explicitly that it does carry through. It does matame through carrying. Because there for sure is some shmutz of ziva, some drops of ziva mixed in with this zera, and therefore that's the nature of his condition. And that's why he is going to be metame b'masa. So the Gemara says now, "Fi Rabbi Yeshua l'omar ela mishum tzichtu cheziva." But Rabbi Yeshua's statement was only because the fact that there's definitely some drops of ziva involved over here with the zav flow coming out. But ene lomar. But if you just see pure zera and nothing else, then we see that Rabbi Yeshua would not go that far. And our Mishnah seems to imply that it's pure zera, nothing to do with any zav drops coming out. That there's no emission coming out from the Zav, it's just kokulo his seed, and yet we say that it's metabe memasa. So says the Gemara, Ela marvada bar ava, lo mar shein tolin ba. You cannot attribute this issue of Ziva to a prior issue of Zera. The Mishnah is telling us that you have Zera of a Zav, that is going to tell us the halacha that the issue of Ziva is followed by an issue of Zera, that the Ziva followed within 24 hours of a Zera is not treated as Ziva, but regular halacha of Tumas Shechva Zera, which a person's metame liyom, goes to Vekva, then he's a Tul Yom, then he's tar that night. So our Mishnah is teaching us it's not the case of somebody who already has a vaday zav. If he's two times, he sees a zav, and then the next day he sees a zera. So then we do not attribute that to the fact that if you have a flow, then it's going to be regular zava, even if afterwards it has a shechvat zera. Sorry, after that would be, not before. Rather, meaning again, the guy is confirmed zav. Then he has a flow, and then immediately after that flow, he has Zera come out. So maybe you could have attributed the fact that the Zav was coming out was only because of Zera. That's only, that normally would work for a person who's not been a confirmed Zav yet. Somebody who is a confirmed Zav, so that we're telling us over here, that such a person would not be able to use that as a Kliya. That's what we're saying. So the Gemara says, Savar Papa Kameh Rav Limimar Eide Chulshahu Dechaze. But maybe a person, the Rav Ada's explanation is that would have thought that the person's fact that he was weak, that created his shechva zera, and that made him have his ziva, and therefore shouldn't apply to a zav who's already a zav who's already confirmed zav, because the prior fact that you had the mission makes the zavatar something because of, we assume it's because of your weakness, not because of the fact that you're a true tumas zav. So since you're here, the external factor isn't precluding a third flow of ziva from being treated as ziva. So Mishnah is telling us that the prior fact that you had Zera come out does not tell you that you are going to be putter from being treated as a Zav. So the Gemara says, Rava Vatnan, Rava says, Akasha, Gershon is Gaya Matame Miad Beziva. The person who converted, right? You converted, so you immediately can be Batame Beziva. So we're, and here we have a Talia that you could be the fact that what? That Ve'en Lacha Kolim Ezeh. There's no great end. If the guy converts to Yiddishkeit, he's very stressed. He's definitely under a lot of lachatz. He definitely has a lot of anxiety. But the fact that he just converted, he's, you know, think about all the Chayiv Misa, if he doesn't keep Shabbos now, all these things that he was just free, and now he's a little bit stressed now that he's a full-fledged Yid. So, and if you're going to tell me that the issue of, that generally, a weakness is something that just, we have a Tliya that does not make you a Zav, so then obviously, for sure, a person who is going to be a convert should be able to toll on that as well. And since it's not, we should say the same thing by person who sees a shechvat zera before he converts, that did not prevent the ziva that occurred afterwards, that it wouldn't be toll on that. So therefore, Rava is rejecting Rav Papa's understanding, and he learns that the convert, that the fact that the reason that the shechvat zera prevents an issue of ziva from being metame has nothing to do with the physical weakness. That answer is therefore not true. Rather, it's based on just a zera sakasuv that only applies to that zera of a yid. The zera of a yid that comes out and then afterwards subsequently sees ziva is a zera sakasuv. We don't know the reason why. And that's the understanding. So once Rava is now rejected Rav Papa, he also is therefore going to be forced to reject Ravada Barava. Because the whole heter for the ziva flow is only based on the one of the svara, and that would not be applying to Ravada Barava. So therefore, he goes back to the original assumption of our Mishnah that the Zera Vazav is Metame through Masa. So that this doesn't fit any Shita. So the Rav has to answer, let's nahi, that it's right, it's a Machlok Asanaim, the Tata Shechva Zera Shazav, Metame Masa, Kol Meis Leis, that it's going to be Metame the entire 24-hour period following Aziva, Rabbi Yossi Amar Yomo, that only the same day. So this halacha is going to, so we see over here that both are agreeing that the Zera of Azav that was done a certain time after Ziva is going to be Metame B'masa, and the meaning of our Mishnah when it says that the Zera of the Zav is Metame, that the Halacha is going to apply to a confirmed Zav, and that's the Machlokas that Rav is understanding over here. Everything. Where asks Michael, thinking, what are they arguing about? Tana Kamen Rabbi Yossi, but Shmuel's understanding, Shmuel Rami, Shmuel Astira in the Psukim, Ksiv Ki Ya Ish Becha, Ki Ya Becha Ish, Shelo Ya Tor Mikra Laila. It says that your person who is not Tor, And he sees there at nighttime. The pasuk also says that towards the evening time he should go into a mikvah. So the word lifnos erev is a double lashon that lifnos literally pana is before the evening. So then and erev is the nighttime that he's already doing it at nighttime. So this lechora is understanding that the zera was within 24 hours of the flow of ziva that we're understanding. And it's going to be metame the same level as ziva, not the same level as ziva. Rather, it's going to be only through. Sorry, will be metame the same level. Will be also through masa. Will be the same. So then, madam or meisleis diak milif noserv. The one who says that is learning out for the 24-hour period. So he's telling us is lif noserv. Idach diak mikra laila, and the other one learns it out from mikra laila. Madam or lif noserv. The one who learns it out from lif noserv. So and he holds that the zera within 24 hours of a ziva is metame through masa. Haksiv mikra laila. But isn't it also written Mikra Laila? which indicates that only at Tzeisa Kochavim, after the issue of Ziva, does the Zera Metame in the way that it would by Ziva. No, but that only just the Psukim are talking about that. Meaning, the Lashon of nighttime is not a Riboy, and it's not teaching us a new Halacha. It's just teaching us that when do people generally see a Zera coming out of their body? When do they see their seed? Usually at nighttime when they're sleeping. So that's the Lashon, and that we don't learn any extra Halacha from there. Fine. Now we're ending off the last Mishnah, telling us, Machlokas, whether or not Shmuel HaNavi was a Nazir. Nazir HaShmuel Navi K'div Rebbe Namarai. To some understand, Rebbe Namarai is always Rebbe Meir. So we see that Shmuel was a Nazir. How? Because the Pasuk says, Shemar Amor Eloyale Al Roishai. The Pasuk says in Shmuel that when Chana didn't have children she was Nakara, she didn't have children for many years, and she was davening to Hashem that she would have a child. So she made a neder that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give her a son, so then Mora Loyala Rosho, that he was not going to have Mora. So Rabbi Nahorai understands that Mora means a lashon of a razor, and therefore it's going to be that he's a Nazir. Because it says by Shimshon, Umora Ne'emar v'Shmuel Umayra. And the same lashon says by both. Right? By Shimshon says Mora Loyala Rosho, and we obviously know Shimshon Hagibor was a Nazir Olam, and the same phrase was used by Chana when davening for Shmuel, so Lachora means the same thing, that he also was a, that Shmuel was a Nazir. Ma Mora Amor B'Shimshon is Nazir, just like we see clearly everybody, right? Shimshon, it was obviously a Nazir Olam, and Af Mora Amor B'Shmuel was a Nazir. So too, the Mora discussed by Shmuel meant that he was a Nazir. So which the Gemara says, Amor B'Yosi V'Alo Ein Mora Elof Shabbasar V'Dan. The word Mora is usually could be understood as fear, meaning that Shmuel would not have fear of people. He's only going to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's only going to fear Hashem. And therefore, the Lashon of Mor Loyal Shem means that he's never going to fear a person. He's always going to have Yir Shemayim. Amar Larbi Norai, V'alo Kfar Nemar, V'yomar Shmuel, Eichele V'shema Shmuel V'argeni. But that's not true. We see that Shmuel was afraid that when he was going to, Hashem told him to anoint David HaMelech as the king. So he said that in place of Shaul, that Shmuel's response was, if we go, Shaul's going to kill me. So we see clearly he was afraid of him. Shekfar Hayel of Mora Shabbos Avedam. We see that's not true. That really there was a Mora it doesn't mean Shabbos Avedam because that's not true in the Psukim, and therefore it means that he was a Nazir. Amar Le Ravchia Bre. This Gemara is actually the exact Gemara that we have in Mesechus Brachos. The exact Lashon Shakavataria. Why are we mentioning it as a Shaila over here? Bechal, because it doesn't really discuss anything about Nazir. It's talking about making a bracha. So I'm sure we could have deeper, nice Torahs that people might give when you make a Siyam, but Be'etzem, it's a good question why it's here. But either way, the Gemara says, Chatov Avrich, that meaning go grab and take the cup of wine to make a bracha. In times of the Gemara, so there's a concept called a Zimun. We all know about that. That's a Shaila. Some Rishonim, some Achronim want to understand like that. Like Chesed Chaz Nishmas Chloshes like this, that the idea of a Zimun is a mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of benching. When you have three people, three men, then you make a Zimun. So the Zimun was commonly done in the times of the Gemara, was done with one person being Motzi everybody. Even if you knew how to be Mavarach, they would do Shema Kehona. It was called Birchas HaChabura. And this was the Lechachil way, and certain things, yeshiva, I don't remember where, some yeshiva, that they still do this, because the reason that we don't do this is because we assume nobody's paying attention. And it's a whole Shaila. If you're doing Shema Kehona, you don't understand, you're not paying attention, you're getting distracted, are you Yotzis? So we suggest everybody else, everyone makes their own benching. But at the very least, Ashkenazim at least, we're Machmir, that the first guy, I don't know if people are so careful with this, the first guy has to say the very least the first bracha out loud. That's why you wait. You hear the person say the first bracha out loud, you hear him say amen, then everybody could bench to their self. So over here, they used to be motzi everybody else. That was lechachila. When you have less than three, that's the shayla of the Gemara, whether that even works, if that's able to work, because you're not a little bit motzi. Maybe over there might be an exception to the rule of normally shemek kona. But when you have three people, so one person used to take the cup of wine, and he would be mevarech. Also, we see a cup of wine. Bashtis says the idea of a cup of wine is a chiyuv. That's a big shayla bizman hazeh. Why we're not machmir, that in the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, it's even by a yachid, there might be a chiyuv to have. Those are choshes for that, but that's for sure not the minhag olam. Even three during the weekdays, I don't know why the minhag olam is not to be machmir. It's a befer shedin in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch also. So, but either way, so maybe we're relying on the Mekilin. There are others who say maybe it's not a chiyuv. Fine, but either way, so he was telling him to be the first one to be mevarech. They were on top of Samach Levam Beis, saying to be the first one to be mevarech. Meaning, go grab the cup of wine, be first to mevarach. Meaning, it's more chashuv to be the one leading the benching than to be the one who's answering the benching. So the Gemara says, "Lameima de mevar chad." If the Gemara says that seems to imply that if you're the one who's the heading the zimun, you're leading the zimun, that's the more chashuv position. The Gemara says it's not true. Vatanya though, we learn in a brayser. Rabbi Yossi says, "Gadol ha'one amen yoser min mevarach." The one who says amen is greater than the one who's making the bracha. V'yamal lo Rabbi Nuna Rai. Rabbi Yossi said to Mashamayim lecho, "You're right." Teda shere gluyarm is garm b'mechama v'garm notzchin. That generally the regular soldiers are the one who start fighting with the enemies, and then who comes in and takes over is the gibur, and you get the better soldiers come in, the higher soldiers come in, the generals come in, and they come and they finish it off because they the commandos coming in to the secret areas. Once the war already starts, they can start sneaking around and taking over then and hiding behind enemy lines and being able to kill them. So the nimshal is that the person who's making the bracha is starting it off, but the one who answers amen, he's completing it, and it's a greater thing. So the Gemara says you're right, but it's machlokas tanaim. That both the one who makes the bracha, the one who answered amen, are in the same level. Because the pasuk says gadol Hashem iti nirama shemayachtav. That gadol Hashem iti. So both of them, they're both considered partners in raising the Shem Hashem ki'ilu kavayachol when they're making a bracha. Ela shememarin levarach tchila. But it's still a better thing. They both get the same reward, but the one who makes the bracha is a greater thing. It's a greater level. So we see the machlokas tanaim. Lemaisa Shulchan Aruch actually goes with the man to Amar that mevarach is adif. Chatif mevarach. That's the lashon Shulchan Aruch quotes. He paskins that way. That we hold that making the bracha is better. That's why we're mechabed to lead the benching. It's a kibbutz. It's a big thing. We're not yotze b'chlal. We're not answering amen with his bracha and yotze birkas hamazon. So I think lekulei alma we would say that making the benching that mechaber the zimun is better because everyone's making their own bracha. So at the very least, the guy's mevarach al hakos and makes the board for a goffin. So he's lead and says the rabbi said mevarach. He introduces it. So he's definitely on the greater level. So now we have four masechtas that end up with this famous line about tamid chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. So the way to remember it is that mnemonic benayach. And so benayach is brachos, nazir, yavamos, and then the kaf is krisis. Those are the four masechtas. Fascinating. Those are four masechtas that we end off with this very famous statement. And with that, we're going to complete masechta nazir. Amar Rabbi Lazar Merchanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. That Talmidei Chachamim, they bring peace into the world. The pasuk says, and all your children will be students of Hashem, and then there's going to be a lot of shalom in the world. So that's how we learn this beautiful piece that the Talmid Chachamim brings shalom. So everyone says, what is that, a big joke? But the Talmid Chachamim said, there's all machloksim, look at Rav Moshe, Rav Zalman, all the people, all the big dozen, they argue all the time. How is there shalom? So the answer to that is pashit, that really, that the machlokas l'shem shemayim, that be'etzim is shalom. Look how they treated each other. Shlomo Zalman used to call Rav Moshe before arguing with him. A true machlokas l'shem shemayim. Two true Talmid Chachamim who respect each other and understand each other. So then, obviously, that is a machlokas l'shem shemayim. That's they can put aside their political differences and respect the psak that the other one said while also disagreeing with him because they were a bar hachi, they're holding and shas poskim to be able to disagree. That is true shalom. That is the essence of true shalom, and also putting aside how they felt about each other in terms of their ashkafa to be able to put that aside and respect everybody. That is the true shalom. That's a pshat when I was learning the chavrusa, so I was learning by the chesilis and so on the way out. Said a beautiful pshat also. So I don't know if I heard this one before, but I'll quote it out. I don't know who it was. I forgot this guy's name. He gave me a pshat on the way out of the Kaisel yesterday, and he said that the pshat is that they're taking up the machlokas. Meaning, if Reuven is destined to argue with, there's a certain amount of machlokas Hashem is giving to the world, and Reuven's supposed to be arguing with Shimon over whatever a car that he borrowed or something like that. So when the Talmid Chachamim argue in halacha that they bring out the halacha to make it l'shem shemayim to be in Torah dika things, so they're taking away ki'ilu the amount of machlokas Hashem created that has to be in the world, and they're bringing it only on halachas. They're only bringing it about with regards to halacha and not with regards to stam and yanei gashmi instead of this olam. And then there's a lot more shalom in the world when they're learning Torah and they have their halachic disputes as opposed to everybody else having it in gashmi. So that's a nice shot also. With that, we finish Masechta Nazir. I'm a feeling you'll hear a lot of the Masechta Nazir siyumim be'ezras Hashem being celebrated next week on Erev Pesach when we're having the Tanis Bechorim and the siyum over there. And be'ezras Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with Maseches Sota B'siyata D'Shabbat. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Everyone should celebrate it. If you're not, you don't need a Tanis Bechorim. Your shul has one. As I always recommend and encourage, everybody should make a big party, have a barbecue. I don't know now if you're already maybe kashering still, maybe get the last chametz out, take out your last, barbecue, hot dog, or whatever, hamburger things with buns, or get out your last chametz, and before you kasher everything, and make a big party. Always encourage it. It's a big thing. It's a Kiddush Hashem. It encourages others. Every time that I go to the CM of a friend or somebody else who's Messiah something, it always gives me chizuk to try to go weiter and keep learning more. And you can mechazik others. It is a big thing. Even if it's not the most Hashem Shemayim, Mitoch, Shalolishma, Balishma, Emirtz Hashem, it's a big thing. Always make the CM. And Mazel Tov, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow, Meseches Sota.